My friend Natalie is en route right now from Utah to Antarctica, and I'm jealous as you can imagine, but probably not for the reasons you imagine. I don't know why I'm ashamed to admit I've been to the Antarctic. It just seems like such a privileged thing to say. Oh, you're going to Antarctica? That's cool. I've been there. And it's weird to be nostalgic for a place you know you will only visit once in your life, but I'm pining today for Prion Island. Prion is a tiny islet off the coast of South Georgia Island, 800 miles from the Antarctic Peninsula. It's one of the only places humans can visit where the wandering albatross nests, the wandering albatross of largest wingspan on the planet fame. The site is heavily regulated, which seems amazing given how remote it is, but the population is vulnerable, which is one step away from endangered, which is one step away from extinct forever. I've been assigned a pair of albatross to watch. This is per island regulation that states the ratio of viewers, 11, to birds, 2, and the allotted time for viewing, 4 hours. My birds are sleeping, but when they awake from their nap nearly an hour later, they stand up and immediately stretch their wings. Such a shock, those 11 feet of white feathers and an elegant black leading edge. Think umbrellas, windmills, hang gliders. Robert Cushman Murphy, a young naturalist aboard an American whaling ship in the early 20th century, said, "I now belong to a higher cult of mortals, for I have seen the albatross." It's perhaps the boldest claim made about a bird, an exaggeration for sure, but I do feel privileged to be here with this pair, which mates for life. Wanderers fly literally around the world for years at a time, and something happens in their little bird brains and their stiff, reliable wings, and they know it's time to go home. And where is home for a bird that can stay on the wing for 3 to 7 years? Home is an instinct, a flash of memory of an egg cracking and the unfamiliar sensation of frozen air. Home is a magnetic pull, an unnatural urge to be somewhere, to be on an island in the middle of the Southern Ocean. About 20% of the world's population of wanderers breeds here, but the pairs manage to find each other after years of separation by emitting a call and performing a dance that is only recognizable to one bird in the entire world. It may be these miraculous birds themselves that form the higher cult of mortals. Further down the hill, a young bird, a product of last year's copulation, is opening and closing his wings, testing the wind. He's not part of my assigned pair. He's just wandered into my territory, a bonus bird. He's chocolate brown with a very distinct face mask, which makes him look like he's wearing a brown hooded sweatshirt. He runs back and forth along the edge of the bluff, flapping his huge wings. It seems unlikely that this will lead to flight, and it won't. It will take just the right gust of wind and the guts to free fall until the air will catch his wings just right. He disappears over the edge. It's several seconds until he rises with unyielding wings extended into fine points on either side of the keel of his bulky breast. His webbed feet are down, like two small kites flying under his body. It takes him a while to realize if he retracts them and tucks them against his body, he can really soar. But he does, and I follow him with my shaded eyes until he is nothing. That was 6 years ago. Fledgling albatrosses return to the colony on South Georgia within 6 years, so my brown-hooded fledgling could be back on Prion Island this week for my friend Natalie in his white adult plumage. I always forget if albatrosses are good symbols or bad. Is the albatross around your neck a good thing? At any rate, I've felt that albatross over my shoulder the past 6 years. The thing about albatrosses is that they follow ships devotedly through stormy and clement weather. And they're silent when they're flying, which is disconcerting. I can't hear my bird. I never see it. But when you watch a bird take a leap of faith like that and jump off a cliff to make its way into the world, you bond. For life. So I am privileged to have been to the Antarctic, and I should have warned my friend Natalie about the responsibility of joining the higher cult of mortals. You have your guardian angel or your rosary beads, and I have an albatross around my neck. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Reporting on my wanderings for Utah Public Radio, this is Jennifer Pemberton.